This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valour displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, यह हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है। और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है।
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases through indomitable courage with weapon, equipment and technology made in India. Mr. Modi credited the hard work of engineers and technicians for this victory. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katejhari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra and the rise of education in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh reflects the restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat tomorrow. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation. Our correspondent reports that the workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today chaired a day-long conclave of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized the need to add momentum to development trajectories and to ensure that the benefits of a double-engine government reach the people in an effective manner. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he also spoke about building stronger synergies in key areas like cleanliness, sanitation, healthcare, youth empowerment, agriculture, technology and more. An all-party Indian parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor today arrived in Guyana when they were given a warm welcome. The delegation reached Guyana to convey India's unequivocal message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The High Commission of India in Guyana, in a social media post, said that India is resolute and stands united in its fight against terrorism. Besides, another all-party delegation led by NCP, SCP MP Supriya Sule held an interaction with editorial team of leading newspapers of Qatar, Al-Sharq and Peninsula. During the interaction, the delegation conveyed India's perspectives on developments following Pahalgam terror attack and its policy to counter cross-border terrorism. The delegation also visited the Middle East Council for Global Affairs and held discussion on India's zero-tolerance policy on terrorism. Foreign investors have pumped in nearly 14,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in May. According to the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 13,835 crore rupees into the equities market but pulled out 7,743 crore rupees from the debt market so far in May. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry tomorrow. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra can also witness rainfall tomorrow. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 2-3 days. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 279 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Kolkata Knight Riders were 162 for loss of 8 wickets in 17.3 overs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi, when reports last came in. And that's the end of this news bulletin.